The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, will hold a news conference Monday with Mecklenburg health leaders to talk about the county's contact tracing efforts. Contact tracing was hoped to be an effective tool to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but Mecklenburg County has been hampered by people not providing any phone numbers or addresses for their close contacts. And the county says it can't give an accurate count of how many people its contact tracers have reached. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Mecklenburg County has 25 full-time contact tracers and another 100 people working part-time. WFAE asked for detailed reports from the County Health Department on the status of tracing, the number of people who've been contacted, and the success of each attempt. The county says it doesn't have that information. Here's what Health Director Gibby Harris told commissioners last week.
In terms of contact tracing, we've had questions from the media and others about what kind of data we can provide on that. We have reporting limitations because of the state system that we're being required to use. There's some data that is just not available from that system.
Since June, Mecklenburg has been using a computer program called CCTO that comes from North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services. Mecklenburg officials say the system helps them keep track of thousands of contacts, but it doesn't allow them to know in real time how many of them have been reached. Harris gave commissioners an overview last week of how tracing is faring. She says that since early June, the county has had 5,200 individuals or household contacts given to them by people who were infected.
25% of those, we did not receive any contact information on those individuals.
Though the county can't provide detailed information, Harris estimates Mecklenburg ends up reaching about 85% of the people that it has phone numbers for. Earlier this week, State Health Director Mandy Cohen said the statewide success rate was much worse, with only a third to half of all contacts reached. Mecklenburg County says it won't try and go door to door to find more contacts. With there often being more than 300 new cases a day, it doesn't have enough people. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.